So on each of the presents is a number, and we need to find number one first. Number one. We often in our house have a jigsaw on Christmas to make up, and here we have the first piece of our jigsaw. And this piece is letter V. Well, V could be for victory. God had a victory on Christmas Day. Don't unwrap the next one yet. Don't unwrap the next one yet. They're getting enthusiastic there. Just wait a minute. V could be for victory, but it could be also for viceroy, another word for governor. But at Christmas, there was defeat and the need for a victory to take place. The victory that would overcome the negatives, the victory that will bring peace to the world. Do you need a victory in your life today? Is there something that you are seeking a victory over? Will you hand it to God today? We should have a number two, which looks like it's already been opened. This, the best laid plans and all that are going so well. Okay, you've got a helper down there to help put it in. It's an O. The O, oversight. Anybody found the thing they have forgotten to buy yesterday? Have you got there and just put in something in the oven and thought, I forgot to buy? Or normally, you forgot to buy. The things we have missed. The reason for the season, of course, there will be things forgotten. And we know that the shops are now closed for 24 hours. We as a nation are now doomed. People only bought for 28 days worth yesterday. How are we going to possibly survive without the shops and kicking each other's ankles with the trolleys? And tomorrow morning there will be those who are mad enough to get up early to go and go shopping again. But the shape of the O also represents the world. The lost place which Jesus came to turn around. To bring peace. Have we got number three ready? Number three is the letter E. This message is for everyone. It's for you and for me. And it also includes your old aunts or the relations that you just love to have at Christmas and can't wait for them to go. But the Christmas story is not one that excludes people. After all, it was the smelly and the outsiders that were invited to the birth. The message of the gospel was for everyone. And God wants everyone to know that this baby has come, has been born, and will transform the world. Piece number four is going to be the biggest, I think. The fourth piece is the letter L. Because up to now there was no L. And it completes the word love. There are many signs of love in this world. From the kiss to the hug to the gift of a ring. Some gestures are enormous. And maybe some of you saw that couple who got engaged this morning and were interviewed on the TV. But love is not something you can buy in a bottle or buy in the supermarkets. It's something that you cannot outgive. The gift of Christmas was an outrageous, generous, magnificent gift, the best that it could possibly be. Argos did not stop it, and Amazon could not get it to you. It was the gift of God to each one of us to have and to share and to receive. God's love was given for each one of us. Maybe today you're feeling unloved and struggling. Receive the love of God again. Piece number five. What have we got for piece number five? Piece number five is Mary. A girl. A teenager. Mary was chosen to bear the most precious gift of all. And yes, I know all babies are beautiful, but the beauty of this child was that it was God's son. And Mary, who was an ordinary person, was chosen. It was to mess up her life, her plans, but she was also able to say, "Thank you, God, for choosing me." The next piece must be piece number six. Piece number six. Puzzle piece number six. Come on in. They'd fallen asleep then for a moment, didn't they? Thank you, Matthew. And piece number six is Joseph. Well, Joseph went through turmoil. He was confused. Yet he did something that was probably the hardest thing we can do. He trusted God, even in the difficult moments. Even when he didn't fully understand, he trusted God. He trusted God with his life. Things were out of control, and God was doing something that Joseph had never heard of. And he didn't say, "God, you've never done it that way before." He trusted and said, "Yes, Lord, I will serve you." Piece number seven. Piece number seven is a sheep. It could have been an ox or a donkey or a camel or anything else that was smelly or spat. But yes, at the birth, not in a royal palace or rich splendor, but in poverty, the greatest story ever was to unfold. And the animals were there. God again is doing the amazing right amongst the ordinary. And our final piece, which hopefully we can guess what it is. The star of the show. A baby. Your savior and mine. So fragile, vulnerable, normal. Was to run away as a refugee, have a life that will transform the world, to be remembered for thousands of years and to change lives forever. God with us. God among us. God's love gift to the world. Jesus, Emmanuel, born among us. Friends, if your house isn't clean, it's still Christmas. If the desserts aren't made on time, it's still Christmas. If there are no decorations, it's still Christmas. If the gifts have not been purchased, it's still Christmas. But if it's not about Christ, it's not Christmas. And we can, so often, think Christmas is only perfect if we've got all the rest in place. Christmas is only perfect when Christ is right in the middle of all we do. We worship that Christ. And today we want each person here to go away with a picture of our jigsaw. And inside that picture is a simple prayer that you might want to say as you sit down for your dinner. You might want to say privately, but that prayer is there for you to use to put Christ right in the middle of all that you are celebrating this Christmas.